Slee, who, let's review the facts. We have to read it inside. The facts. Zucker, what are the facts of the Slee case, since you asked you during Achana? Good.
I should read it inside?
No, you don't have to read it inside. That's the Igabanayo case. So what do? You started roasting your Korban Pesach. Now we know that before you can eat the Korban Pesach, what has to happen? It has to be roasted all the way, right? Slee, roasted all the way, through and through. Well, whatever, complete slee. I'm not getting into, by the way, it's a good question, what that shear is. If you were doing the area of slee, that's a good question. Whatever it is. Okay, slee. Now, the Gemara says Igabanayo. Tanakama says
since it's a kosher karma, the din of shear sense applies.
Even though I'm not going to consume it now, right? Okay, good. And Revi says no.
Since you can't eat it right now, it doesn't apply in the lab.
Good, and we see in the background there are definitional conditional ideas are always lurking in the background. Hold on. Now the next one where it says, Rav Nachman says, no. Everyone agrees by the case at Sli that what?
Is there a
shir tzatzah? Why? Because what can you do?
Leave it there.
What? Finish roasting. Yeah. Who said? Right. Yeah, you're a practical guy. Like, who said you should stop now? Let the process complete. Ah, but one second. So, who's the chiddush in?
It's for sure in Rav Yehuda.
In the original way of learning, this is not Roy Lachila. Right.
So since
I know it could be cooked, the Gemara's quote unquote maskana is.
But since
it's going to be roasted all the way, so therefore even Rebbe would agree that what.
That you shear tzatzah.
Interesting.
But how does that work if there's no achila?
That's a great question. That was so beautiful about this is that who we've been focusing on before? Tanakama, right?
Yeah,
that's Tanakama. If you weigh it out, it's more, a little more Tanakama, right? Stenographer? Good. Now we get to shift a little bit now. Yeah. Good. So this is taking. We've been saying all along, right, that we have, like you guys had this idea of, you guys were saying, which is good, the hakrava versus achila, right? Okay. Now that I start roasting this thing, right? So how would you define the object of the korban at that point? In the Havamina? Or up to this point in time, what would you say?
It's not yet cooked. So
therefore what? Would you call this object of korban an ocha?
You still need to be things. No, it's not ocha because you still need to be things.
Right, you would say that, right?
Or the other option is legally.
Forget the other option for a second. Just that one point. Let's just digest, okay? So.
What bracha is this?
Oh, come on.
That's a fruit.
Eights.
Yeah. Graber, I want you to understand this point. So what would you say about the object of korban, right? Or up to this point in time, before Rav Nachman comes along, what you would say is, well, of course, what's the object of korban at this point if it's not roasted completely?
It's just not object.
What? Would you call it an object that's royal, as an object, that's a definition, insofar as korban's concerned?
The
havmina.
It's not.
That shir tzatzem would not apply.
So then
right, exactly. Don't do that.
Don't do what?
It's a pure
phenomenon. Confuse me. What?
I was just confused.
Then no, it's not Roy Lechila.
Right, so one second. So if I look at the object of Korban, it's very nice and no, I'm out of the Hakrava stage, right? But right now, right?
You're being some weird in between.
It's not a weird in between. It's very binary. This thing can't be an Ochel until, as far as Korban is concerned, it's an object of Ochel until it's roasted. Good. Okay, good. So that's the first way of learning. What's the Chiddush here?
Is that legally you've done all, you've...
So again, So we've been saying all along, right? You have this idea of the Korban Pesach, right? And then there's the Hakrava part, and then there's the Achila part, right? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what we know is that if you look at Slee in a binary way, and we say that the fact that Slee means that now this thing is, if we look at Slee as it being roasted as being now royal Achila in the most practical way possible or intuitive way, so what you would say is that the identity of the Korban itself is totally on that. That's a definitional idea. The very shame korban, for it to be a korban pesach achila, must be what? Roasted. Anything beforehand tells us what is that telling us about the korban prior to it being done? What's it telling us about the korban?
It's not a korban achila.
Yeah, exactly. You can't say that, right? See, that's like the inverse of what you're saying. You're saying it's on the road, that's what I thought you were saying, on the road this way. You're looking forwards. We should look backwards. Looking backwards from Slee, what you would say is as long as this hasn't taken place, there's something lacking in the shame of the korban, right? You understand? That's why I was trying to say it's the opposite. You're trying to look forward. I don't know why you do it that way. It's easier to look backwards from Slee backwards. Whereas the other way, the maskana is playing the same variable we've been saying all along, which is this conditional idea. Meaning, how do you look at Slee? Really, this thing is what? Really, is a korban pesach. In fact, you can even argue I've finished the hakrava stage, right? We're again, like you were saying, we're going down the road. It's got all the korban pesach aspects to it. It's just what?
Eat it. It needs to be cooked.
Right.
Just like it needs to be the right time.
It's a condition. It's a conditional idea. That's what Sli is. Right? So that's why the Gemara is like flipping about it.
Starting, no, I'm saying, what, that's what starting Sli makes it into a Chila?
No. That's what you want to say.
You need to start it.
Right. That's why the Gemara is flippant. And when it says, just roast it. Just finish roasting it. Because what it's saying is that this isn't a definitional idea. This is something that can easily be rectified. It's a conditional idea.
Just like during the day you can wait until... No, because during the day...
It's a simple... No, it's Reb Nachman Yitzchak says... This is my favorite one, by the way. This is the hardest one. This is, I think, one of the hardest ones. Although maybe the next one's also hard. But I mean, Reb Nachman... Oh, it's... what do you call it? It's... In the mid, not the narrow lines, not the super wide lines, in the mid wide lines, yeah. Right? Where it says, yeah, first one lines from Nachman, right? So what did you say? Kol ki hai gavna. Go. Yesh.
Yesh ko yeshum shvet atzev.
My time, why? My
time, da chazil achila
dematvele. Right, so again, conditional. You know what you have to do? Just finish roasting it. Simple as that. Now the Gemara says, now, but, so what is the questionable issue here? Ella. Ha'alya. Okay? What is the Alya, my friends? As the Torah would say.
No, Alya is going
in. It's like that. Pash. Chelbo. What does chelev mean in halacha? Chelbo is fat. No. Fat of the tail, right? Timima. So what's, in general, when it comes to, pash is important. When it comes to korbanos, chelev, actually in kash in general, chelev?
Asur.
Not kosher. Asur. Okay? So who gets the aliyah? Who gets the tail?
Oh,
right? Non-anthropomorphic big guy. Okay? He gets the tail. Okay. So what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara says what? So Ika Benayo, that's what they're arguing about, right? Leman Damar, which is Tanakama, meaning that this Alya, right? Right? Kasherhu.
Kasherhu.
So what does that mean? Come on. Think about it.
It's part of the carbine.
Well, the Alya has what? The tail has what in it?
Part of the
carbine. It's meat. Is fat on it or something?
Okay, 1 second. What else does it have inside it?
Bone.
Good. Now 1 second. Passion. Let's think about it. Think about it for a second. What a fascinating case. Because I have a bone, right? And around that bone is meat stuff, fatty stuff. But here's the problem. Can I eat that meat, fatty stuff?
No.
So don't you have a fascinating question now? Does Shvira Tzatzim apply or not? So just out of curiosity, before you read the Gemara, what would you say? Shut up. No one. What would you say? Out of curiosity. You know what? I give you credit for that. That was good. Good response. Okay. Be a tough nut to crack. Okay. So what do you say? So one side says it's kosher. Why? Why? Tanakhama says it's kosher. Why would it be kosher? What? Yeah, kosher.
It's part of the korban.
What? It's part of the korban. Okay. Whereas what does the other side say? Laman damar.
Laman damar. Roy lechila. He enu. Roy lechila.
Right, the tail goes to God, so it's not royal achila. Right, what a fascinating question. So if the first side says, I think, is Josh right? You guys agree with Josh? Josh is saying, what do you mean the alya is kosher? What do you mean it's kosher?
It's part of the kosher korban.
Okay, it's part of the kosher korban. What?
No, I mean that seriously.
Right, but if I chopped it off, what would you say?
The whole thing needs to be roasted. It's all included.
That we know. Well, forget roasting for now.
What do you mean? No, but I'm saying that.
No, let's say I just had a tail. I know what you're trying to say with Seth Puzzle.
It has to be roasted, like the whole thing is included in the
for sure. We don't no one disputes that.
Yeah.
But its status of being kosher is it intrinsic or is staying in relation to the korban?
No, it's intrinsic.
Intrinsic.
It's a kosher korban.
Part of the korban.
Okay, good. So I'm looking at this, I'm seeing kosher korban, and this is, even though I can't consume the meat on this thing, kosher korban. Or what's the other way of looking at it? I'm not. Oh, okay.
No, towards the sar.
Or what's the other way? Maybe. Or what's the other way of looking at it? I'm not. I can't eat the tail, right? It's not royal achila, right?
Yeah.
So, Pash, what makes more sense to you? Now you can't say. Ravashi says, "Of course, this is crazy." Ravashi Amar Ki Kolki I Gavna Vaday Imba Mishum Shvira Tzatzim. No, everyone agrees. There's no Shvira Tzatzim by the tail. Of course not, right? Meaning, even who? Even Right, even Tanakama would say there's no what he called Shvirat Tzatzim by the tail. Right. Right now, I ask you, we know what Tanakama has been saying all along. Tanakama has been saying kasher, right? You would have thought Tanakama would say that the aliyah, the tail, is kasher, right, and therefore Shvirat Tzatzim applies. Right. Now the Gemara is saying no, it's not Roy. It's what he called Einbo Mishum Shvirat Tzatzim, right? Why? Because now the language of the Gemara is Eino Roy Lachila Klal. Interesting.
Roy Lachila seems to be right, but he's saying it's not at all.
Right. Yeah. Don't be fooled by this. Don't try to squeeze Tanakama into Rebbe. But it's interesting. He's saying Eino Roy Lachila Klal. Right. Meaning now you have a funny Havi Maskana, because the Havi is saying that we know this thing can't be consumed. Right. But nonetheless, it's still kosher because it's related to the carbon. Whatever. Maskana saying no. This thing is Eino Roy Lachila Klal. That is very important. Klal.
You need a heel.
To make the tail separate from the korban, right? To make it foreign to the korban.
It's not separate.
You're gonna, it is. No, you're going to change, you have to change some way you look at the korban itself. Right. So, okay, the Havmina, I think everyone's on the same page. Havmina is simple. I'd like the way putting this back in. But again, no, your statement was good. It was good. Don't change it.
No, I have another one, though.
No, don't. Don't do that. That sniffer's good. All right. So if you think about it, if you look at korbanos like you normally look at korbanos, okay. So what we'd say is that the shame korban expresses itself uniformly. I like that, putting like in a vacuum. Meaning, if I just look at it, what identity of korban is, there should be no different than any other korban. So the shame korban expresses itself uniformly. You can't separate out A from B. But it's interesting. I'm not sure if this is the paradigm shift you were talking about, but this is the old tension about the uniqueness of Korban Pesach. Normally speaking, right, by Korbanos, normally speaking, the Hakrava and the Achila kind of stand in balance with each other, right? Now, again, I'm going to be careful. I'm not saying there's no importance to the Hakrava itself, right? But often the Hakrava can stand, so to speak, and has its unique independent expression, and so does the Achila. Let's take a Shlomim, right? The Shlomim, by Shlomim, which is the Korban that a guy gets to normally eat, so those two things stand in balance with each other, right? But it seems like by Korban Pesach, and you see the fact that it's universal and everyone has to do it, all those things. It seems like it was geared for one objective, which is ochel. That's its function. Now, of course, which means that, of course, the hakrava is necessary, right? But the hakrava doesn't really have the same independent expression of character that it normally have a regular korban. So if I look at this thing, going back to something we said two svaras ago, put on your ochel glasses, right? Look at this thing as a davar shel ochel. Well, then the aliyah, naturally speaking, becomes foreign to the thing. Right. In other words, if the shame korban is really about ochel, then how could the tail ever be part of that? It, naturally speaking, becomes like a foreign object. You understand? Or a wrapper, fine. What? Roy lachila is usually conditional. Ain't a royal klal is definitional. You understand? Nice. That's it works every time here. What do you want me to tell you? Think about it. You understand? That's the difference. So royal achila means I could change that. Ain't a royal klal means definitionally this thing can't be ochal. Yeah.
Right.